God Sees the Truth But Waits by Leo Tolstoy, Part 1. In the town of Vladimir lived a young merchant named Ivan Dmitrich Aksionov. He had two shops and a house of his own. Aksionov was a handsome, fair-haired, curly-headed fellow, full of fun and very fond of singing. When quite a young man, he had been given to drink and was riotous when he had too much. But after he married, he gave up drinking, except now and then. One summer he was going to the Nizhny Fair, and as he bade goodbye to his family, his wife said to him, "Ivan Dmitrich, do not start today. I have had a bad dream about you." He laughed and said, "You are afraid that when I get to the fair, I shall go on a spree." His wife replied, "I do not know what I am afraid of. All I know is that I had a bad dream. I dreamt you returned from the town, and when you took off your cap, I saw that your hair was quite gray." He laughed. "That's a lucky sign," said he. "See if I don't sell out all my goods and bring you some presents from the fair." So he said goodbye to his family and drove away. When he had traveled halfway, he met a merchant whom he knew, and they put up at the same inn for the night. They had some tea together and then went to bed in adjoining rooms. It was not his habit to sleep late, and wishing to travel while it was still cool, he aroused his driver before dawn and told him to put in the horses. Then he made his way across to the landlord of the inn, who lived in a cottage at the back, paid his bill, and continued his journey. When he had gone about 25 miles, he stopped for the horses to be fed. He rested a while in the passage of the inn, then he stepped out onto the porch and ordered a samovar to be heated, got out his guitar, and began to play. Suddenly a troika drove up with tinkling bells, and an official alighted, followed